This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Friday, the Senate Finance Committee continued to comb through the budget and discovered there's a lot left to fund this session. To get a summary, Senator Fred Mills asked Legislative Fiscal Officer John Carpenter to detail the top five worries that keep him up at night. His first answer?
Whether I'll be employed or not when the session is
over. Yeah, I would, yeah. That's...
Then he got serious. Carpenter says the fiscal notes aren't complete for the entire package of revenue-generating bills attached to the budget.
To the extent that they generate the revenue that is estimated as part of this plan is something I would be very worried about.
He's also worried about the public-private hospital partnerships. The Department of Health and Hospitals has already spent most of the money set aside for agreements with private health providers. Carpenter said funding for higher education has decreased significantly over the past 5 years, and though the legislature is trying to provide more stable revenue, damage has been done. Professors are leaving, and schools are having trouble hiring. Carpenter's last worry? He thinks the state has gotten into some bad spending habits and doesn't have enough revenue to sustain its spending.
Got bills going through this session unrelated to what we're talking about here that have a potential negative fiscal impact.
Carpenter didn't call out the growing list of tax exemptions by name, but says he's worried they will continue to erode the revenue base. The Senate will continue to vet the budget next week and plans to move the budget to the Senate floor by next weekend. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.